Now, the reason I pick symmetry as our starting point is that it is a universal concept based on our innate symmetrical instincts, which arise from the very structure of our bodies. We are symmetrically constituted, dualistically constituted in the systole and diastole of our heartbeats, the left-rightness of our walking, the in-and-outness of our breathing, in our maleness and femaleness. This dualism invades our whole life on all levels, in our actions, preparation, attack, tension, release, all those, and in our thinking, good and evil, yin and yang, lingam and yoni, progress and reaction. And all these find musical expression in the oppositions of downbeat versus upbeat, half note versus quarter note, and especially in the elementary musical structure principle of 2 plus 2 equals 4 plus 4 equals 8 plus 8 equals 16, etc. ad infinitum. And that's why the clue to our deep structure project is to be found in the highly symmetrical formation of Mozart's main theme. Now, this theme begins with the chain we've already discovered. And this phrase, which is 2 bars long, is immediately countered or answered, or mirrored, if you will, by a complementary 2-bar phrase, thus producing a symmetrical 4-bar structure. But this double phrase is clearly incomplete, and so we find it followed by its counterpart, another 4-bar phrase, which is reducible to a similar pair of 2-bar phrases. Now, the theme is now balanced, as you can see. But as you can hear, it's still incomplete. And even incomplete, those 8 bars present the main material, 4 symmetrical strings of 2-bar phrases, perfectly balanced and comprising in themselves a string of dualities, 2 within 4 within 8.